From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Robert Siegel.
And I'm Melissa Block. In Egypt, the army is guarding two churches that were burned over the weekend. At least a dozen people were killed and hundreds injured in violence between Coptic Christians and Muslims. The Copts make up about 10% of the country's population, and many say they feel more vulnerable since the fall of Hosni Mubarak in February. NPR's Martin Kosti sent this story from Cairo.
In the neighborhood of Imbaba, the mood is ugly. Outside a police station, an angry crowd of Coptic Christians. They're identifiable in part by the small crucifixes some have tattooed on their hands and wrists. On Sunday, some of them were also freshly bandaged after Saturday night's violence. One word constantly repeated in this crowd is fitna. Religious strife. But Christians were hardly the only victims here. Just a few blocks away, Tahrir Hospital received 7 of the dead and treated about 50 of the injured, like Ahmed Magdi Ahmed, a young Muslim laid up with a gunshot wound to the leg. I ran across a group of Christians with automatic weapons, he says, and they were just shooting people. The trigger for the violence appears to have been a rumor that a Christian woman who'd converted to Islam had been abducted and was being held inside a church. Similar stories have caused violence before. Still, Egyptians are worried about where things are going.
There is a sense of shock.
Hassan Bahgat is executive director of an NGO called the Egyptian Initiative for Personal Rights. He says he doesn't think there have been more incidents of violence, but he thinks they are becoming more severe. Destroyed churches, murder, and mutilation.
There is generally a sense of increased boldness of extremist elements in society that are attempting to intimidate Christians.
The Copts are especially wary of those who call themselves Salafists, devout Muslims who believe in a pure Muslim identity for Egyptian society. Bahgat says since the revolution, extremists have felt freer rein.
They know that police officers will not rush to use violence against them because of the hostility that people on the streets generally feel towards the police.
On Sunday, the military government tried to remedy that impression. Justice Minister Mohamed El Gindi went on TV and invoked the spirit of Muslim-Christian solidarity that was so visible during the Tahrir Square revolution.
The people of Egypt, the brave police, and the great army are joining forces as a protective shield against the counter-revolution.
In the name of protecting the revolution, the military says it's cracking down. It's arrested 190 people and says it'll make them face military trials. But for the Coptic Christians, this isn't enough. On Sunday night, thousands of Copts barricaded a street along the Nile. They chanted, "Hey, Tantawi, where are you? The Copts can't find you," a reference to Mohammed Hussein Tantawi, the head of the ruling army council. Ihab Samir, a middle-aged Copt who spent time in New Jersey, says the revolution has let hatred for Christians out into the open, and the Copts have to take a stand.
We don't want the violence to go on, and if it continues on, then there's going to be thousands and thousands more Copts coming to this place to say, we exist.
And there are signs that Egyptians still feel the solidarity expressed during the revolution. Some Muslims even came to the Copts' protest, women in headscarves and men like Walid Mohammed. I am an Egyptian Muslim, he says, and I do not accept a Christian or a Muslim to be insulted in his own country. Martin Kosti, NPR News, Cairo.